the promised Messiah, the promised one of all religions. Christianity in our time occupies a distinct position because of its political power, its territorial expansion, its missionary activities, and the scientific and intellectual progress made by its followers. Therefore, to prove the superiority of Islam over this leading world religion, God provided Hazrat Mirza Sahib with special weapons. To deal with other religions, he was provided with another master weapon. This one weapon was enough to defeat all of them. The weapon relates to the prophecies contained in the books of all religions, which foretell the coming of a great reformer in the latter days. In expectation of these prophecies being fulfilled, followers of all religions waited or wait for the coming of a prophet, an avatar, or whatever. With the coming of such a reformer is linked the hope of revival fostered by followers of different religions. Such prophecies exist in the books of Hindus and Zoroastrians. Other religious groups, large and small, also have such prophecies recorded in their holy books. In all of them, there is a description of the Promised One and his time. The signs of the appointed time enumerated by different sources are very similar. If in some sources more signs are related than in others, the additional signs also point to the same time. Hazrat Mirza Sahib concluded that the prophecies of all religions which foretell the coming of a reformer in the latter days relate to the same time. Prophecies which foretell events many thousands of years before they occur must have a divine origin. They cannot have been the concoction of either man or Satan. We have the clear teaching of the Holy Quran on the subject. فَلَا يُظْهِرُ عَلَىٰ غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا إِلَّا مَنِ ارْتَضَىٰ مِنْ رَسُولٍ. And he reveals not his secrets to anyone except to him whom he chooses, namely a messenger of his. Knowledge of the unseen or knowledge of the future is revealed only to true messengers of God. At the same time, it seemed contrary to reason that at one and the same time, every religious community, every group, should have a Rasul, Nabi, or Avatar sent to it to effect its domination over all the others. This would mean messengers of God in conflict and competition with one another. It also seemed absurd that at some time every religious community or group should triumph over every other. In short, while these prophecies are true and divine, they cannot apply to different persons, for if they did, it would mean conflict and confusion. It would be against any rational arrangement. The only conclusion we can draw, therefore, is that these prophecies recorded in religious books and handed down to our time by different religious communities really relate to one and the same person. The purpose of God in transmitting these prophecies was that the different religious communities of the world should each look forward to the coming of a teacher. The Promised One would then come in the fullness of time, proclaim the truth of Islam, and invite the followers of all religions to the fold of the one true religion. Thus would he effect the triumph of Islam over all religions. We can say, therefore, that the Mahdi was none other than the Messiah. Krishna, none other than the Messiah. The Promised One of the Zoroastrians, Mesodar Bahmi, none other than the Krishna, the Mahdi, or the Messiah of early prophecies. So, the different religious communities should look forward to one and the same teacher. The coming of this one was prophesied under different names, each familiar to one or other community, and each community looked eagerly for his appearance. Thus, the different groups in the world would think of the Promised One as the Promised One of prophecies described in their own books and in their own language. He would seem to them one of their kin, not a stranger. When at last he did appear and the signs of his time and the truth of his claim became evident, they would, on his testimony and invitation, accept Islam and become Muslims. The divine plan seems analogous to a dispute between many groups, to effect a settlement among whom someone proposes that each appoint an arbiter. After each group has named its arbiter, it is found that they have each named the same person, only giving him each their own favored name. Peace, under these circumstances, is irresistible. Hazrat Mirza Sahib therefore said that the prophecies contained in different religions about the coming of a reformer related to the present time, and it was futile to expect more than one messenger of God at a time, each trying to spread his version of truth and to push the interests of his own group in the world. It was evident that the different religions, under different names, were looking forward to one and the same person. The Promised One was none other than the promised Messiah of Islam. A prophet or messenger does not belong to any one community. He is of God. Whoever is willing to join him for the sake of God can claim him as his prophet or messenger. The promised Messiah, therefore, belongs to all. The followers of all religions can claim him as their own heir. Spiritual advancement is linked with him. They have to accept him as their leader and preceptor. They can do so only by accepting Islam and becoming Muslims. They will thus fulfill the grand prophecy which promises the triumph of Islam over other religions. This approach to other religions was so vital and so effective that the other religions were unable to resist it. Every religion contains a prophecy about a reformer in the latter days. The signs relating to the reformer relate to the present time. All those signs have been fulfilled. There is only one claimant to spiritual office, and this one is the promised Messiah, the founder of the Ahmadiyya movement. Followers of religions which teach these prophecies can choose one of two courses. They can deny the prophecies handed down to them, or they must admit that the promised one of Islam is also the promised one of their own prophecies, and they must then accept him and accept Islam. A third course does not exist. Either of the two courses which are open would lead to the triumph of Islam. If the followers of other religions deny the prophecies contained in their respective religions, they deny the truth of those religions. This would be a clear triumph for Islam. If they do accept these prophecies and accept the only claimant to spiritual office who answers to their descriptions, they enter the fold of Islam. Again, it would be a triumph for Islam. This powerful approach by Hazrat Mirza Sahib must produce great results. As time goes on, followers of other religions must turn more and more to Islam, so that the time must come when the only dominant religion in the world will be Islam. The promised Messiah has sown the seed. This is what messengers and prophets do. The tree grows out of the seed and yields its fruit. but in God's own time. The people of the world taste the fruit and enjoy its sweetness and its flavor and rest under its shade, but only when the time comes.